Good day, everyone, and welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. This is episode 9. I am your host, Pete Castanis, and this program is brought to you by Dentine Chewing Gum, a commercial from 1979.
Your birthday party was not much fun because your breath made everybody run.
Brush your breath, brush your breath, brush your breath with Dentine.
Oh, you're famous for the way you paint, but your breath could make Picasso faint.
Brush your breath, brush your breath, brush your breath with Dentine.
While you're chewing Dentine, it freshens your breath as effectively as even mouthwash.
The doctor said to open wide, but when you did, he almost cried.
Brush your breath, brush your breath, brush your breath with Dentine.
Okay, we are back. I'm glad you enjoyed the commercial. I used to watch those ads for Dentine gum when I was in high school, and they were entertaining. They were about, I'd say about 6 or 7 of them, and they repeated it during the primetime hours on television, and now you can see them on YouTube if you do a search. Okay, today I'll be talking about a few things. This is episode 9, and I'm going to talk about a couple of posts I did this week on my Facebook page, Vanished Chicagoland. We found out the other day that Prince Philip from England has passed away from the age of 99. And he made a couple trips to Chicago, America and Chicago. And there are some photos of him and the Queen that visited Chicago on July 6, 1959. And they were with then Mayor Richard Daley Sr. And they made a few stops at Navy Pier, and then they had a banquet, a dinner banquet at the Conrad Hilton Hotel in Chicago. And my father worked there. He worked there from the early 50s to the mid 80s. And I have a feeling he was there at the time. I don't know the date. I don't know what day it was because my father was off on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and he worked on the weekends, but he worked at night. So I hardly saw him when I was growing up. So it's possible he was there. I never asked him. He probably wasn't familiar with them when he was alive. And that, I thought it was kind of cool. And also, Prince Philip visited Brookfield Zoo in November 9th, 1982. I posted 1962. I mean, a typo, but I apologize to everyone. And he visited the Brookfield Zoo, and I don't think the Queen was with him, so that was pretty interesting. What I know about Prince Philip, that he was half Greek, and he was born on the island of Corfu. And his mother, she was from Denmark, and once she was widowed, she became a nun, which I found that out yesterday. I had no idea. And so the Prince Philip and Queen Elizabeth got married in the early 50s. I don't know exact date, and they've been married for 79 years. And that's quite an accomplishment. I always seen him as a very interesting man. I've heard him speak at times on television. So I don't know if he knew Greek or not. Maybe not. I don't know. And so it's so sad he passed away. So they will have a private funeral for him very soon. Okay. Another thing I'd like to talk about is another post I posted. Excuse me. Is Dressel's Strawberry Shortcake. Now, the Dressel's Bakery is famous for their chocolate fudge cake with the icing in the middle and the chocolate frosting on top. And those were wonderful. I think I mentioned that in another previous episode. But this post I found was Strawberry Shortcake. And I do love Strawberry Shortcake, but I'm so addicted to chocolate. Other flavors to me hardly mean anything, but I've had the strawberry shortcake once, and it was delicious. And it came frozen, so if you had it in your fridge or your freezer, just take it out to thaw out a bit. And if company was, you're expecting company, or they're there, you could just cut and serve. And it was wonderful. Okay, so another thing I will talk about is the discount retail stores in the 60s and 70s that we remembered. So I'll run down a few that around, I'll run down a few of the stores that was listed that I remembered or elsewhere on the web. So I hope it just, you know, strike a chord in your brain to, for your memory. Okay. First one, was Ames Department Store, which I believe Zara, when Zara went out of business, they took over. And the only place I remember Ames was in Bridgeview, near the where the Sheridan Drive-In Theater was on 79th Street, east of Harlem. And let's see, another one I remember, a couple more I remember was, Filene's Basement. The first time I seen Filene's Basement when I was visiting Boston in the early 90s, and I had no idea. And I think it came to Chicago later on, and it was located on Wabash in the Loop. I've been once or twice. It was a good store. I'm sure there were other locations. I think there was one in Oak Lawn. I don't recall. And they went out of business quite a few years ago. Okay, let's see. And then there was another one. Well, Goldblatt's. It wasn't really a discount. It probably was a discount store, but it was fairly reasonable. So that was famous for in the Chicagoland area. I remember the one on 79th Street in Cicero in Scottsdale neighborhood. And the first one I went to was in South Chicago. It was like 91st Street and Commercial. And let's see, what else? I also remember Jupiter. Jupiter store was based on Kresge's. I think it was like a subdivision or something. And there were a few in the Chicagoland area. And I remember one, I went to one in Oak Lawn at 95th and Cicero. A lot of people remember that. There's a photo of that on my page. And Kresge's, of course, my family shopped there in the Roseland area. It was right about a couple doors down of Gately's People's Store. And I remember the only thing I remember buying at Kresge's, which I love, was the paperback to Peanuts that starred Charlie Brown and Snoopy. I had about six of those books, and I loved them. And I'm sure you can find them on eBay, but they were fun to read. I really liked that. And the next store I would mention is E.J. Corvettes. And I think I went once. It was located 87th and Cicero in Oak Lawn. And a lot of people remember the Oak Lawn tornado. It happened in 1967. And there's a photo online that you see the tornado in the back of the store. And a lot of people mentioned they bought record albums there and the top 40 surveys. So they had a great record department, and I didn't see it. So, and it was in business for, I think, about the early 80s, but it was very well known in the Chicagoland area and also in New York City. And I remember there was another location of Corvettes. I think it was in Morton Grove on Dempster Street, which I've been told. Okay, so another store we will talk about is that was called Memco. That was a strange store. I never went there, so it was kind of like Sam's Club in a way. I know they had membership, but didn't last long here. And then we have Shoppers Fair, Shoppers Fair, or Shoppers City could be one of those. And let's see, I never went there. I remember one. It was located on the north side. I think Devon McCormick. I could be wrong, but I think there was one in Indiana. I know that. And that was just in the 60s. It wouldn't stay very long. Another store I remembered is the Treasury. It was based on JCPenney. Now, I went once there, and it was located at 111th and Cicero in Oakland. There was this, and I think Zaire took it over, or it was there. I'm not sure. And it was a cool store. I remember the commercials, and didn't last as long as well. And no, they had another location at Gulf Mill at Niles. Another store I will mention about is Turnstile. Now, Turnstile opened in the 60s. There was a location at Foster in Harlem. I think it was one of the first. But I do remember the Treasury store at Fort City Shopping Center on the southwest side. And that opened around 1970, and it was there until 78. And then Venture moved in. I'll talk a little bit about that. And I remember the first item I bought at Turnstile was a comic book. And it was Batman Family issue number 9, I think. And I still have that. The thing that was special about that particular comic book was the cover. There was a cover of Catwoman and Robin, but it wasn't Catwoman. It was Catgirl, her daughter, supposedly. I don't want to spoil that. And it was eye-catching. I had to buy it. And I remember that thing that you watch cartoons. It was like a photo booth. And it was a nice store. It was right next to Jewel. It was located there at Fort C. And there was National there as well. But they didn't last long. And then I would talk about Venture. Venture moved in after Turnstile closed. And it was there for a long time. And I remember the one, the 95th and Pulaski. I've applied at Venture at both locations, didn't get the job. And a lot of people remember, of course, the logo, the black stripes, the white, black and white stripes. And they had a nice popcorn machine and beautiful, and nice clothes, you know, and you bought a lot of things. So that was like the Target at the time, which I like Target. They had a Venture was a good store. I really miss it. A couple more I want to mention is W.T. Grant. There was one in downtown area of Chicago. I never went there. It was there for a little while. And then, of course, we have Wilco, which is part of Woolworths. Now, Wilco had about maybe 3 locations in Chicago. I think one was in Homewood and probably Lombard. And they didn't stay very long. I remember the commercials, especially Christmas time. And then you hear the announcer at the end saying, Woolworth and Wilco. Okay, so I do find shopping bags, signs, price tags, not just Wilco, but every other store. And Woolworths, of course, that was famous, the 5 and 10 dime store. And it was at Fort City and other locations, and also in Roseland at 113th and Michigan. And I remember the fish tank. There was a big fish tank when I entered, and I remember the the snow cones. They had a snow cone machine. My mother used to buy that, and it's nice. A couple more I want to mention. There was Robert Village Hall, which was from Robert Hall Close. And the only location I remember was maybe Villa Park. There was one in 79th and Cicero. And I think it was there until, I believe, McDade moved there. McDade and Company. And then Jewel took over. And Robert Hall Village, I think, went once. It was a nice store. I really liked it. Other like five and ten dime stores. There was Ben Franklin, and there was one in particular that I totally forgot, but my mother and her friends remember was Scott's 5 and 10 Scott's store, and that was located at East 75th Street in Exchange and South Shore. And my mom shopped there all the time, and she remembered the name Scott. It was, I think, based in Ohio. And a funny story was, the store was located next door to Walgreens. It was in the early 60s, and the Beatles were huge back then. One time, my mother went shopping, and they were playing a Beatles song, and there were about maybe 6 or 7 teenage girls screaming when the music was playing. My mom got scared to death. She didn't understand it at first because she only came to America about a couple of years. And luckily someone explained to her that it was the Beatles. That's why they went nuts. And she did see the broadcast when they appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show in February of 1964. But, you know, most people remember that you couldn't hear them really sing because the girls were screaming in the audience. So I have that on DVD, which is interesting. I'm trying to listen to the music, but it's not easy. You know, they played, I think, twice, maybe two Sundays, I believe. That was I was an infant, so I didn't see it. So later on, I did. Okay, let's see what else. I can't think of any other stores, you know, discount stores, but they came and went. Right now, we have Walmart and Target. Walmart is a good store. You can find most things. Target, I like better. The only downside is there are things I need, but they don't have. But I like their better selections. It looks cleaner and wider. And it's a very nice store. I shop there most of the time. And Walmart is everywhere, practically. It really is. And that's basically it. I won't mention any other stores. I'm sure it'll pop in my head after I finish this broadcast. So that'll be all for today. And this is episode 9 of Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Castanis, and I hope you can join me for my next episode. It'll probably be tomorrow. We'll see if I have time. And everyone have a nice day, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.